The 16th king, Thengel, was born in 2905. He took no wife until late, but in 2943 he wedded Morwen of Lossarnoch in Gondor, though she was 17 years the younger. She bore him 3 children in Gondor, of whom Theoden, the second, was his only son. When Fengal died, the Rohirrim recalled him, and he returned unwillingly. But he proved a good and a wise king. Though the speech of Gondor was used in his house, and not all men thought that good. Morwen bore him 2 more daughters in Rohan, and the last, Theodwin, was the fairest, though she came late, the child of his age. Her brother loved her dearly. It was soon after Thingol's return that Saruman declared himself Lord of Isengard, and began to give trouble to Rohan, encroaching on its borders and supporting its enemies. The 17th king was Theoden, born in 2948. He is called Theoden Ednil in the lore of Rohan, for he fell into a decline under the spells of Saruman, but was healed by Gandalf, and in the last year of his life arose and led his men to victory at the Hornburg, and soon after to the fields of Pelennor, the greatest battle of the age. He fell before the gates of Mundberg. For a while he rested in the land of his birth, among the dead kings of Gondor, but was brought back and laid in the 8th mound of his line at Edoras. Then a new line was begun. The 3rd line. In 2989, Theodwin married Eomund of Eastfold, the chief marshal of the Mark. Her son, Eomer, was born in 2991, and her daughter, Eowyn, in 2995. At that time Sauron had arisen again, and the shadow of Mordor reached out to Rohan. Orcs began to raid in the eastern regions and slay or steal horses. Others also came down from the misty mountains, many being great Uruks in the service of Saruman, though it was long before that was suspected. Eomund's chief charge lay in the east marches, and he was a great lover of horses and hater of orcs. If news came of a raid, he would often ride against them in hot anger, unwarily, and with few men. Thus it came about that he was slain in 3002. For he pursued a small band to the borders of the Emynweald, and was there surprised by a strong force that lay in wait in the rocks.